Yes, welcome back to NorCal Crest Episode 9 with your host, Brandon, with Air System Service and Construction, and my co-host, Candace. Candace, how are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm good. How are you?
I'm here.
Good. Yeah. I know. It feels like Friday, right?
Yeah. Not yet. Close.
We got that three-day weekend coming up.
Yeah. Any big plans?
I do have some big plans.
Let's hear it.
Get out of town.
Come on,
you
let's
know?
Go. Let's hear
Just
them.
Living the dream.
If anybody's trying to keep up with Candace, this is where you hear it. So
no.
What's the plans? Let's go. Tahoe?
Just going to get out of town.
Huntington?
Maui? Go down to Newport Beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, must be
See
nice.
Some people. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Good for you.
Thanks. How about you? Anything fun?
Nah, just hanging around with the family. Nice. You know, I think I got to help some friends move and, you know, that type of stuff. So nothing exciting. Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
That's okay. There's more weekends after.
Yeah, absolutely. So, there's been a lot going on in the industry.
There has.
Yeah. We've had a few past successful events. I know one of them that you hosted with BOMA, and
yeah.
It was a big success. So why don't we start with that?
Absolutely. So for our listeners who, again, maybe don't know what BOMA is, it's one of our organizations that we highly support. We've had Lisa Stewart, the president, on, and we did an event called, for the first time, it's called Diary of a Property Manager. So we had taken multiple stories from property managers, whether it was out of their wheelhouse of something that they normally deal with, or if
there were some
was,
really good stories. You had to be there.
Yeah, it was a good time.
We put it in a book, though, right? It's
published. We did. Yep, we published a book, and we picked me and the committee. I had Emily from Harborough Restoration Services and Diane from RMC, Restoration Management.
Yeah.
On my committee, and we had picked the top five, and we presented those with Dan Chamberlain from Newmark Grubnight Frank.
He was hilarious. He did a great job.
He did, yeah. So shout out to Dan. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We appreciate you doing that for us.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much we just had a fun night, made it a comedy event in a theater,
mm-hmm.
and did some appetizers, drinks, and shared those stories, and then gave
I
some prizes
I believe it sold out, right?
It did. It sold out, and then we also did the grand prize was a cruise and an overnight stay down in San Francisco.
Yeah, the guy from Depot Park got that.
Yeah.
That's
exciting.
I know what he's doing this weekend.
Right?
Man.
Yeah.
I wish.
So something out of the norm.
I was
going
to switch over and be a property manager for a day.
Just
to
hear
try to
the
win
stories?
That. No, just to try to win that cruise.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't last.
I know.
Shout out to property managers.
It's a hard
I couldn't
gig.
Do your job.
It's a hard gig.
That's the truth.
Right on. So what else is going on in the industry?
Crew. We have Crew's upcoming golf tournament. I know IFMA has their golf tournament. We have
mm-hmm.
a couple more golf tournaments.
AFE.
And then
yeah.
AFEs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going straight into wine tours.
Yeah. October,
so.
Right? October is when the
yep.
wine tours start.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's
that
time.
If you are not a member of any of those associations, we highly recommend it. Again, that would be BOMA,
uh-huh.
Crew.
Yeah.
IFMA.
Acre.
AFE.
IREM.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Some exciting news that NorCal Crest has coming to play is going to be our website.
Yes.
We have some videos we're going to be posting of us just living the dream.
It's going to be classic.
Get excited for that.
Yes.
We are thinking outside the wheelhouse.
Epic.
Word
for that website is going to be epic. Have to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun, though. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
We will. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of good resources.
Shout out to Chris
on it.
For all of his help
oh.
and support. We literally couldn't do it without him. So
yes.
We truly appreciate all of that.
Yep. The man behind the scenes, dude. We really appreciate you.
That's the truth.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it and introduce our guest for episode 9. I'm personally excited about it. If you don't know this guy, he actually chose the song for the intro. It fits him to a T. I would like to introduce a good friend of mine, Brian Maida. What's going on, man? AVP Business at Banner Bank. What's going on?
Nothing absolutely is going on, other than the fact that I'm in, locked in a room with
a
no
padded
windows.
Room.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, what is happening right now?
A green screen's behind him. We could be doing anything in here.
Worried about getting hot mic'd in here. I don't know what this, you know, what I'm going to say. And last time I was in one of these rooms, I was usually in trouble in high school or middle school. So,
Yeah.
I'm just trying to wonder how I get out of here.
This is no way out.
One entrance, one exit.
That's the truth.
That's it.
That's what we do to all of our guests. So if you want to become a guest, feel free.
Yeah, it's behind very the comfortable scenes. Environment here.
We try to make it as comfortable as possible.
It is. It is a little warm right now. We should try and kick on some air.
You're just sweating because you're nervous.
I am a little nervous.
That's all right.
Told you, I'm this closed off.
You are human, Brian. I've been telling you that since high school.
Closed off. Yeah. We all know
Yeah, oddly enough, I only see you guys once a year, and it's at either a golf tournament or now an interview. So
that's the industry we're in, man. Yeah. Life's changed.
Welcome to adulting.
Welcome to adulting.
Is that what it's about, adulting here right now?
Kind of.
We are.
We're trying. This is about as far as I'm getting. I'll tell you that. As far as adulting goes.
I think it's a good thing. I think what you guys are doing here is good, and I'm honored to be a guest. So.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate you making the time.
Some sort of value to the audience.
Well, we're going to find out, man. So the topic that we're going to be speaking about today, obviously, is how does financing drive our commercial real estate market in Sacramento? As mentioned before in the introduction, you are with Banner Bank and AVP. What does that actually stand for? What the hell is AVP?
It's very, very top secret.
AVP. Said, wow, this is a great introduction.
Is that A supposed to be in there, or is it just supposed to be VP?
Someone threw it in there. You were trying to get rid of it.
Is that an assistant?
I'm an assistant. Assistant vice presidente. That's what it is.
Hey, man, got to start somewhere.
Snuck it in there for now. We're getting ready to remove it, so yeah, it won't be there very long. Take a picture.
Take a picture. He's moving his way up. Top Gun. Number two in the class.
Let's just clear the air here. I really didn't have a choice. You kind of just played it, thinking that's what I wanted, and it was a pretty good fit.
Hey, you know? Man, you know, I think I've known you for a while. I mean, it's been
a while.
15 years.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to go into everything we know about each other here.
No,
or Candace.
No. We don't have time.
We all go a little farther back than we want.
And
to
we're
admit.
Trying to keep our listeners.
It's going to double after this interview. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to promote this, and everyone's going to be like, what did Brian actually say on the air?
Yeah.
No, then I'm going to get the HR call from the bank. We're just going to see how far this goes. So
it's all right. It's okay. We're
but just on a quick note from the
I don't
intro,
have any assets. I'm fine.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, there is the sequel of Top Gun coming out.
That's supposed to be – it's a big deal,
did
dude.
Did you know about that?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
No. It's got a lot of hype. It's got a lot of hype. It has a lot to live up to.
I think it's next year. It's Tom Cruise, 40 years, you know, from the original.
He's
going
to be out in his wheelchair.
Yeah.
Come on, kids. Let's go. Top Gun. Come on.
He's going to be the, the co-pilot because he can't see that well.
He's going to be the actual plane. It's just going to be his voice.
That's right.
It's going to be crazy.
It's
going
to be RC planes. He's playing a drone.
Oh, God.
Well, to your
I'll
question.
Be, I'll go see.
You want to repeat that? We've been...
Yeah, yeah, it took a fuss. Yeah, Brian, this is what he does naturally
happen.
Is take people off topic.
That's
so
right. That's the
so let's go back. So our main topic for today is how does financing drive our commercial real estate market in Sacramento? So that's going to be the basis of what we're talking about. But the first question that we have for you is how did you get into commercial real estate and what is your background experience?
Well, other than meeting you back in the day, let's see here. So I started, I was a business major at Sacramento State.
Mm-hmm.
Finished up with a
Remember
management degree. Yeah, I was a Hornet.
Shout out to 35th Ave.
That's right.
You suck.
And, you know, to kind of rewind to your other podcast with you and Ali, I also was a Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you guys were Beavers back in the day over mm-hmm. at American River College. So that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But business management degree. I was an intern, let's say... 14 years ago,
mm-hmm.
In banking, business banking. I had a very prestigious job. It was
filing.
Yeah, running mail.
Answering the phones.
No, I mean.
What was it?
I was folding envelopes or folding paper to insert into envelopes for other bankers to make money.
Living the dream.
I was totally living the dream, and it was. You know, I think I made about $12 an hour. I think my take-home was $168 a month, which was big money back then.
That's huge, dude.
Yeah.
It's huge when you're young.
But when you're
Absolutely.
Living at home and, you know, your parents are paying for your gas, I mean, it's big spending money.
Yeah.
You know, so started with that, did that for, I don't even know how long, maybe a year while I was finishing up my degree.
Mm-hmm.
And once that wrapped up, once I graduated, and I like to tell this story, I think it's really important for anyone wanting to enter the market.
Absolutely.
I think that's one of your questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I traveled the world a little bit. I went to South America, Chile.
Brazil.
I went to Brazil. I went to Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Then I headed over to South Africa, Namibia, Botswana, Zambia, and then I finished up in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my trip, yeah.
How long was that trip?
Not long enough, actually. It was 4 months, which is a very long time, but I think it's important to tell that story because right when you start work, get inside a career, you're kind of tied into it. So I'm a real proponent to go travel right after college.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it gives you a perspective that most people don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of tells you, you know, how good you have it, opportunities you have available here mm-hmm. in the States.
Yeah, it's huge. It's crazy. Everything's at our fingertips.
But it you know, prepares you for that backroom interview with two of your good friends to talk about you know, why you're enjoying your job. So, I mean, realistically, on a resume, it really separates, usually separates myself from some other folks for a job just because they realize I've taken some risk, had some really interesting experiences that most people don't have, and I'm here talking about it. 12, 13 years later.
Yeah.
Memories that stuck with you forever.
So pretty good. So very after cool. that, had an opportunity to go back into banking. Wouldn't say that where I was interning, it was a nice fit, but just something that, you know, something turned me off that I'm not going to talk about on the air here.
Sure.
You know, it's a small industry. You know? but very good team, very nice experience. And then I went into title insurance for 7-8 years. So that's a part of the commercial real estate
background now.
Process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When either refinancing or purchasing a building. So did that. Had a hell of a career in that. Quite a, you know, ups and downs. Learned a lot. Then I went into mortgage compliance for a year. Construction sales for a couple years. And mm-hmm. landed at Banner early last year. So.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Finance has been in my background. But it's been a nice experience to see these different job opportunities that have prepared me to do very well in my current position.
Right on.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's all building blocks.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of building blocks, and that's what experience takes us. I'm pretty sure your travel, past experiences, education, it's all building blocks for the next thing, you know? It's that next step.
Exactly. So,
right on.
So yeah, there's my background.
All right.
What else you got?
I like it.
We do. We have some more questions. So can you describe to our listeners what role does a finance banker, as yourself, play in commercial real estate within the industry?
So I'm going to make this really simple because I think it's fun. Basically, I am paid to give money to other people and hope they pay
back. I like
back.
It. and hope like, that they pay back.
That's our big plan. Do you think you can pay it back? We're going to give it to
All
you.
All right.
That's really the premise of what we do in the finance world. Now, there's different tiers, different customer bases. There's different structures and opportunities for either small business, large developers, middle market. Mid-sized companies, I should say. Everyone needs money,
mm-hmm.
whether it's buying a building, refinancing a building.
What about tenants?
Equipment. Tenants, TIs,
mm-hmm.
so looking to build out the mm-hmm. space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not everyone has, you know, a couple million or half million or 100,000 laying around. So it's really, mm-hmm. it helps these businesses or investors continue the growth of their business or the growth of their personal investment. So
how do you see that going in Sacramento?
You know, it's interesting. We're in that point in the market where everyone's anticipating a recession.
Yep.
And everyone loves to talk about it. Everyone knows about the Great Recession and, you know,
It goes in cycles, right? I mean...
We've
been riding high on the hog for a long time.
It should, but...
I still think we're going high, though.
Yeah,
on
well...
On that high road.
Perfect case in point. Like, no one really knows.
Right.
And so you can either, in my, like the way I view the market, you see some trends, you see some things slowing down because either people are trying to prepare.
Holding on, or
there are some economic indicators on why they should scale back some lending to certain industries. But the way I look at it is, look, you know, you can't control what you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to be able to adapt if a change happens. And the more you worry, the less you're going to be focused on what actually is here right now.
Right, opportunities.
You wanna,
true.
Yeah, you want to prepare, but
yeah.
Do I go around and say, oh, no one's going to get a loan? I won't do anything.
Yeah.
So I still press forward. Our bank still lends, so your audience knows that. but, you know, kind of getting back to the root of the question, there's conventional lending. There's SBA-guaranteed lending for, let's say, borrowers that don't have as much money to put down on a property, mm-hmm. or they're looking to start a business. There's hard money lending. Borrowers that may have terrible credit because they made some bad decisions or overextended themselves, and it gives them still an opportunity to advance their business or grow whatever they're trying to grow.
Mm-hmm.
There's lending that's attached to a customer's accounts receivable.
Mm-hmm.
So when money comes in, a lender will use that as collateral. There's just a lot. It's really interesting. There's a lot of different opportunities. I mean, there's private money lending. There's mm-hmm. venture capital money. There's a lot of different ways to get things done. It's just kind of at what cost.
Sure.
What structure.
What fits well for each company.
Yeah, what's the best fit for that company. Yeah, so there's I had a borrower that I talked to, I got in front of him last week, and he wanted to know what he would be approved for. And, you know, we collected his financials, and the goal is to get, my goal, some people may not operate this way, but my goal is to get that particular bar.
Not many people operate.
Well, I mean.
I'll just throw that out there.
I mean, you've had 9 episodes. No one's put Top Gun on. So that's
a good sign right there.
People are more worried about, where they are in the queue. It's like, just play the song.
Just do it.
And let's go to the movie. Let's wear flag gear and have a lot of fun. So
yeah.
It's true.
There's just a lot of different ways to grow a business or buy a piece of property. So you say, how does it play in commercial real estate? Everyone thinks like buying and selling a building, but the reality is, like, Candace, you're in a business that services
asphalt.
Well, I know what you do, but I mean, your customer base is small business or property owners,
yes.
Which could either be a tenant who's looking to improve the lot or their space, or a landlord. So it just fits. It's not just the buying and selling real estate. It's the whole small business to medium-sized business that are involved in that particular property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Kind of give you a broad.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, like we keep saying, everybody somehow is connected within commercial real estate, hence why we have so many different avenues coming onto our podcast.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. There's.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different ways to get
together.
Into it. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I think I heard, have you guys ever heard that theory? Like, everybody's connected within, like, 5 people or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, everybody in the world.
I think it was 6 degrees of separation.
6 degrees of separation or something like that? Yeah.
They have books about that.
So. I know, dude. It's crazy.
I mean, everybody knows everyone here in Sacramento.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
It's a small town. Look, we got a Maida on.
Hey, Maida.
Yeah. Maida Chevrolet.
Here we go. Here goes.
Yeah. Welcome to Maida Chevrolet.
Okay, we won't go down that.
My name is Vince.
All right. Reel it back in, boys.
Okay,
get him back in there.
Okay, so third question. What's your official role at Banner Bank? I think you covered that a little bit.
Yeah,
and what part
so
of the commercial
too.
Real estate market you cover? So
yeah.
I think that was covered in the last,
definitely.
You know,
so, sorry, I guess we didn't follow up with what is the AVP stand for?
Assistant Vice President.
I thought we got past that.
No, we didn't.
We're right back there.
Right back.
All right, well,
back
since we're rewinding,
it.
What are you doing this weekend? Are you going to Newport?
Okay,
by
okay.
Yourself? Tell our listeners. Okay. Do you want to go back to the AVP question? Do you just want to keep
okay.
On?
Number 4.
Yes.
Are you involved in any commercial real estate organizations? And if so, how have they helped your business?
Well, I think organization, I am. So, well, I kind of dabble in all of them. So the latest is AFE.
Yeah.
For you guys.
Yeah. Effie.
Yeah, I feel like you should have a little button that the crowd cheers.
Yeah. I usually just do it with my
Okay, okay. But not that elaborate.
You're like the one man band in Midtown. Ding, ding, ding.
Making it all happen.
They can't see you right now.
That's okay.
If you guys are wondering what he's doing, he's trying to play the drums right now.
Yeah, there it is.
Horns.
Okay, we're gonna. This is gonna
keyboard the whole nine.
All right.
While singing. Yeah.
So organizations, Association Commercial Real Estate, Acre, something I like to go to, AFE, the golf tournament.
We're gonna go Association ahead and Facility Engineers. We have golf tournament. Brian Banner Bank sponsored.
We're gonna sponsor that for the
absolutely.
Group.
Thank you. We appreciate
Bostic
it.
JB sponsoring.
JB Bostic sponsoring.
Harborough sponsoring.
Harborough sponsoring. Yep.
Okay.
Quite a few.
I've been involved with going to some crew events. Crew's been good. I think that's a great organization.
Yeah, because it's all about women. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not why it's an organization. I mean, it's just, it's professional women doing real well in the industry.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah,
you know, they're still.
They hold their own, for sure.
There's still men that go to the crew.
Very.
I'm going.
Very supportive.
I'll be there at the golf tournament.
Yeah.
Their golf tournament is so awesome.
Yeah.
End of the month.
It's good. Yeah, right. It is.
Yeah. I'm going with president of my company.
Nice.
Kathleen Westover, Julie Gephardt.
Are you guys and golfing?
Trina. Yeah.
But.
And Trina.
That'll be a blast.
Yeah, it'll be good. You're going, right?
I will be in some 80s gear. Don't tempt me with a good time. Driving around a drink cart.
Couple video cameras.
Yeah.
This
driving around
it's
going to
be
cart.
Solid. I'm actually using this green screen here for some inside scoop.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're getting creative.
Let's just say my name will be Annie the Asphalter. Okay?
Wow.
You got a lot going
wait.
On.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's going
to
be amazing.
Candace is a secret weather girl waiting to happen with this green screen.
It will be fun.
Yeah. So organizations, those are what I'm a part of.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's good to network. It's good to meet a lot of different people.
Yeah.
So how do you feel organizations fit into, like, your business? And, like, as far as what we have here in Sacramento, are they a big asset to networking and for you to gain business in the market?
I think they're great for networking. I think the mistake that people make is they go there to get deals done.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, I view them as an opportunity to support friends.
Existing.
Colleagues. I mean, Ali, we met him on the show. He was the president last year. Go, you know, to support him, meet some
Thank
folks.
You,
you guys are doing the AFE thing. It can be daunting for how many the events you can go to, but
it's crazy.
And we've said that so many times. You know, it's constantly putting your face and your name out there to make sure you've branded yourself for that opportunity.
Yeah.
When it does come up, you want to make sure that you're the first one that they think of.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So just some of it's fun. A lot of times it's show your face, build a network in front of, you know, top of mind. And I like them. I think they're good. Next Gen, I thought, is a really, really nice one with Acre.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great organization. Yeah. They do really well.
So, yeah.
So it's kind of like the, you know, emerging leaders with Beaumont, like, you know, the next generation.
I know. I did go to their happy hour. It was fun.
Yeah. Is that the Tiger Bar?
It was Tiger.
Oh, yeah, Tiger Bar.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. That was a cool place.
Yeah.
So are we like in the middle of emerging leaders versus not emerging anymore?
Well.
Are we there?
Good question.
You know, people have questioned us about that in regards to an age, and we just said, why does there have to be an age?
Yeah.
We just want to support everyone.
Yeah.
I'm walking the fence. I'll tell you right
now.
Yeah. That.
We don't need to talk about that.
All right,
moving on. Yes, question five.
Yeah.
That's why we got Chris here. He's going to take it over.
Yep.
He's going to make it happen. Yeah. Chris is like 22.
We got him.
I think.
Big hitter on our hands.
Yeah.
He's
going to be taking it over.
That's the truth. Okay. So last question we have is, what advice do you have for anybody who's trying to get into commercial real estate, whether it's banking or just coming in on the vendor side or being a property manager or anything in general that supports commercial real estate? What advice would you give some listeners if you're new listening? Here's some advice for you.
I think this is the toughest question to ask because there's no real true path, meaning it's not like there's step one, step two, step three. This is how you get in to be a broker, a banker, an asphalt sales manager.
Marketing.
Close. I should have stuck with what I was going to go with.
That's perfect. You don't know what she does.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what you do. AVP, she's still wondering. It's perfect.
Yeah. Are you trying to figure out Huntington Beaches? Where you're going? No, actually, you know, believe it or not, I had a couple broker friends, you know, say they have some friends who are looking to get into banking.
See, and Brandon, we're right back at it. If somebody knew somebody to get you in, that's hence where we're trying to help and grow.
Basically, that's how it happens.
Yeah.
Unless you can organically grow through, we'll just target banking right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You go through a bank and go through each step, which you can do. You don't necessarily have to do. I'll tell you, I think this is invaluable advice just to kind of start off the question, but one thing I would tell any young person to do if they want to get into banking, commercial real estate, whatever, title insurance, is to update your resume with a professional resume builder. And I'll tell you my experience. And what that means, like, it could cost you $250 to $350 to pay a professional to put your resume together, which seems like a lot of money, but the whole plan is to get the job. And that's a small price to pay to get the job that you want.
Right.
And what it does, it positions your skill sets and your experiences to the job that you want to get. So a banker, a guy literally called me today. It's the first thing I'm going to tell him to do.
Yeah.
And then if you don't know anybody, well, first of all, see who you know.
Right.
If you know anyone works at a bank.
Your connections.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Do some research, talk to people, try and find some events, go to them. I mean, everyone's pretty nice in our industry.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Easy to approach, easy to talk to.
Yeah, someone's going to say, I mean, kind of a real jerk might blow you off, which jerks blow me off certain times, like, and I'm in the industry, but just start asking questions.
Yeah.
Network.
Yeah.
Gather the information, then figure out where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Get good at golf. There's a lot of stuff that happens on the golf course.
Agreed.
And we've been playing and sponsoring.
Yeah.
You don't have to golf, but you just need to be able to like going to the golf course, I guess.
Yeah,
but
hanging out there all day.
So that would be the first thing. Network would be the second thing. And then, you know, really, if you really want to get into something, you have to start looking around and researching and apply for some positions. You got to start somewhere at the bottom. So coming out of college.
Accepting to do that, accepting to do
put
that.
Put your time in.
Yeah, put your time. It doesn't have to be like 4 years of time. It could be 6 months. That's where opportunities pop up.
It's true.
But realistically, there's a problem across all industries right now, and that is who is going to backfill the positions held by the older generation, whether it's brokerage, banking, insurance.
All over construction.
Everywhere, yeah.
So young person listening to this or someone who's trying to start a career again, you know, if you're ambitious and willing to do the work, you're going to have to be more – I had to be a little more creative to get into banking, I'll be honest with you guys. It was – I called around, I interviewed around, I asked for help. That's another key component when you're trying to get something. Ask for some help. And sometimes you may feel like a loser because you're asking for some help to get in. But
no.
Piece but of people that, are willing to help.
Piece of that humble pie.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you have to be a little more creative than the next person.
It's true.
You know, I entered an industry where I compete against people who've been in it for 10, 15 years, and I've carved out a niche that works for me. Just because I'm willing to do some extra work that other people aren't, or I'm not willing to listen to everyone who hasn't succeeded in a certain path, and I'm willing to try it myself.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you have to be willing to set yourself apart from the rest, right?
Yeah, and so, LinkedIn is
great. Think outside the box.
And I'll tell you what, one thing is really interesting. A good buddy started about 9 or 10 months ago as a commercial real estate broker. He posted a video yesterday, and it was like, you need to jump. So think about this. I know the guy is, you know, just starting to get ramped up. He's, you know, he's going through the trials and tribulations of starting the job, which is a tough gig, commercial real estate brokers.
Oh,
I respect all those guys. But he just posted a jump video. Like, Jesus.
Like on a jump bike?
I'm going to send him, like, you know.
Jumping
from,
off a cliff
like,
or what?
To jump. I'm thinking Wedding Crashers. I'm going to send him, like, the Don't Jump book. I'm looking for it online. And actually, a pretty powerful video. I think Steve Harvey put it together, and he's emceeing it. And it's basically if you want to try something, you got to go. You got to jump off the metaphorical cliff, right?
Yeah.
not actually a bridge. That's what I was thinking initially. But to take a chance to get yourself to launch, and seeing small business or successful folks in this industry, they all had to take the opportunity to take that risk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And yep. I, like, again, commercial real estate brokers, I mean, that you hear about all the money that they make and the prestige, and Ali was talking about cars.
Yeah, you're sitting at the height, right?
But no one talks about the first 5 to 7 years where they're making $10 a day.
No, or, he did. Well, he did touched, go into it yeah, a little mean, bit, yeah.
It's a grind.
No one's going to talk about those first 5 years because now they've had some success. So
sure.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of – I know a lot of young brokers, and these guys are going to be good because they're putting in the hours and they're working hard. But that's like every industry.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, if you're willing to put in the work,
it will pay off.
It'll happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So.
Right on, man.
I like it.
Well, cool.
Am I getting invited back? How'd I do?
That's awesome.
We're going to have to listen to the tape to figure out.
Rewind. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Raise it all.
Are we going to close out with Top Gun? That's all I wanted to know.
I wish we were that sophisticated, man. I mean, we could try. We'll see how the editing goes on it.
You need to jump. Let's try it out.
Yeah.
This is your jump opportunity. Are you going to do it?
Right on, man. Well, thank you. I want to appreciate your time, bro.
Yeah, really thank you so much for coming on and speaking about it. We truly appreciate that.
Yeah.
And we hope that our listeners got a different aspect of banking.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never tapped into that, so.
No, the financial side, it plays a huge role in commercial real estate. You know, it basically finances all the work that everybody else is putting in.
Yep.
Tenants, building owners, and it kind of, you know, travels all the way through, you know, out to the consumers. So.
Absolutely.
That's Brian Maeda at Banner Bank. You guys are going to do the plug for me, right?
Brian Maeda. Yeah, Brian Maeda, Banner Bank. Okay. Absolutely. Big plug. Making waves in Sacramento.
That's right.
Brian on top, riding the surfboard.
just longboarding across Sacramento.
Just longboarding across Sacramento, making them waves.
Gosh.
Absolutely. So if we have any listeners who does have more questions, I'm pretty sure Brian's more than willing to talk with you and speak with you about banking. So please feel free. Either Candace or I can get in touch with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you think he was funny on this podcast, wait till you meet him in person. It's
big jokes.
Brian Maeda to the second power.
All my high school teachers, I'm here.
Right on. So we're going to go ahead and close it up. I want to thank everybody for our listeners.
Yeah. Thanks. And then if people want to reach out to NorCalCrest, we now have our own email address. It's norcalcrest@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And like I said in the beginning, stay tuned for our website. We have some fun, creative things coming.
Yep. Yeah. Episode 10.
Yep. Stay tuned. We already have that one lined up.
Yeah.
New exciting guest there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and sign out. This is Brendan Jenkins with Air System Service and Construction. Thank you.